Blog Talk Radio.
Positive people, people.
This is Frater Ralph with Temple of the Infinite Universe, now known as Temple of the Infinite Universe Incorporated, and it has been a long time since I've done this radio program. We have had, well, let's just say one heck of a summer. Those of you that know me on social media and in person, you know that I've had my hands full lately, the past 5 or 6 years, being caregiver to my parents, you know, both of which began to come down with Alzheimer's about six-some years ago. And we were trying to manage it as well as we could here at home. And I basically just put everything on hold, did what I could to take care of them in their home. And about last year now, it got too much. We had to put Mom into the nursing home, into our area care center. And then this last May, we had another sudden surprise. Not really a surprise, but I knew it could come. But my father had a stroke at home, and the dementia that he was experiencing became worse. And so we had to take him to the hospital, of course, and he was there for about a week, and then from there he went to the nursing home. And really the past couple of months I've had my hands full with legal paperwork, getting my parents' affairs in order, trying to get things accomplished as far as government paperwork and getting the care center, nursing home paperwork in order, and also doing property maintenance, property work here at the Temple of the Infinite Universe. We've had a lot of things I've put on hold for the last 5 years that just had to get done, and a lot of clearing, reclaiming land, getting rid of brush, clearing out our drainage ditches where little beavers had been building their nests, and we really didn't know the beavers had been building their nests in the drainage ditch until we had a massive flood that swept through our area. And we had about 2 months of very heavy rain. And those drainage ditches with the beaver nests in them, they backed up incredibly so and flooded out our lower land areas where we were, one area where we live, my wife and I, and another, which is just a vacant lot but a nice place for meditation. So I had my hands full just getting that cleanup work taken care of. And then to top it all off, after everything, I was trying to burn a brush pile, and I wanted to get it done rather quickly, so I used an unfamiliar accelerant on it. It was some old camping fuel that we had about, and lit it, and of course, I was expecting it to burn like kerosene, but of course the camping fuel burns like gasoline, so I did not use the proper precautions. I got up close with a match and tried to light it that way, and the whole thing literally blew up in my face. I had first and second degree burns on my arms, first degree burns on my face. Now, that's been a couple of months back. Those wounds have healed for the most part. I have a few scars on my arms to show for the experience, and my face is healed up. Most of the hair has grown back. Feel confident I still have a good face for radio, so to speak. So the last 3 months have just been hectic. You know, it's just one thing after another, but through it all, we have been making some good progress. We've been doing work on establishing a permanent altar in one area that we are going to be using for ritual space and worship, prayer and meditation. And we have gotten the paperwork started on our nonprofit status within the state of Missouri. We have chosen the name and have that registered with the state of Missouri, and now we are a nonprofit recognized by the state of Missouri and in good standing with the state. Now I need to get our bylaws in order and get those approved by the board of directors. Go back to having regular board meetings again. We haven't done that in a few years. But, get our bylaws approved and start having regular board meetings and get all the paperwork through with the IRS. And after that, we will be a fully functional nonprofit para-religious organization operating in the Missouri Ozarks. And our main thrust here, after that long spiel, at Temple of the Infinite Universe, is to be radically inclusive, to be an interfaith spiritual outreach that really seeks to draw people together, good people of good intentions from all different backgrounds and all different races and all different religions. I've been around long enough to know that it's not just Christians that are going to heaven, and it's not just Buddhists that achieve enlightenment, and it's not just Hindus that can have good spiritual connections with the divine as we all understand the divine. But it's everybody. We are all sons and daughters of the Most High Divine Source, a divine source which is known by many, 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 many different names and seen in many different manifestations and just known to all in varying different ways according to their culture and understandings. But at the root of everything, the divine is one. We see the divine source in many, 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 many different manifestations. Some will perceive it as God. Some will perceive it as goddess. Some will perceive it as a more of a impersonal force. Some will see it as a personal deity that's as close to them as their jugular vein. And it's an infinite source that has infinite wisdom, infinite creativity, and is known by us who are finite in many, many different ways. And sometimes those ways seem contradictory, and other times they make perfect sense. But our purpose here at Temple of the Infinite Universe is to draw together the collective wisdom from all the different religions and spiritual walks of the human race, and to bring people together into dialogue one with another, to discuss our different ways in which we understand and know the divine source. And this includes Christians, pagans, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, even atheists, just anybody who has a good heart, that wants to learn, that wants to bridge the gaps between us rather than build walls of separation. Anyone that wants to grow spiritually and grow in unconditional love. And anyone that has come to the sense that we are one, that though we appear to be different, though we appear to be separated by our different politics and religions and cultures, that really when we break through all those barriers that would seem to separate us on a heart level, on a very deep and a very real level, we are all brother and sister. And here at the Temple of the Infinite Universe, we want to explore different ways of living that oneness, of being that oneness, of setting aside our small little egos that sometimes seem so big and so easily bruised, set those egos aside and just come together, not as separate individuals, but as one family, one collective soul, one family of the divine. And we've had this dream here at Temple of the Infinite Universe for a long, long time. My wife and I first began to explore this way of thinking and this mission, this ministry, back in 2007, about 8 years ago. But because of the, a lot of the hurdles that we had to jump over that I've already discussed in brief at the beginning of this broadcast, we really didn't get things moving until just recently. And in many ways, that is a good thing, because when we first wanted to start a spiritual outreach that would try to bring different people together. You know, at that time, my main training was Christian. You know, I was raised in the Catholic Church. I was trained as a Protestant minister in the Disciples of Christ and served the Disciples of Christ Church for 6 years. And so my main religious experiences were Catholic and Protestant. And my focus was quite limited because at that time I wanted to try to bring the Catholic and the Protestant religious traditions more closely together. And in the last 6 or 7 years or so that we've gone through this formative period of growing in this vision, I have had a chance to broaden my horizons. I've had a chance to study Buddhism. I'm an online disciple of Ajahn Brahm, one of my favorite Buddhist teachers from the Buddhist Society of Western Australia. I've had a chance to study Wicca and modern-day paganism. I've had a chance to study Hermeticism. I've had a chance to study the Kabbalah and a few other religious traditions as well. And I know I need to get into a study of yoga too, if nothing else, just for the health benefits, but also, you know, for the centering benefits of being able to get more in tune with the divine source. And the last 7 years of seeming inactivity has been anything but inactive. It's been, I will call it kind of an interfaith seminary program that circumstances and the internet has allowed me to put myself through. And I've just spent a lot of time networking and getting in touch with good people from many, many, many different traditions and coming to an understanding that through it all, though we appear to be different, you know, we are all one. And each of us is called by the divine source, however we understand that source, by name. And we are known, each of us, by the divine source on a very intimate level. And if we but open ourselves up to this divine source, we will experience, if only for a few brief moments, that unity that tells us we are all one. I'm going to pause and play a song by Ya'elah, Each of Us.
Each of us has a name given by the mountain. Each of us has a name given by the sky. Each of us has a name given by the longing. Each of us has a name given when we die. How many names and how many places? How many times have we been here before? How many mothers? How many brothers? How many sisters have we been before? Each of us has a name given by our laughter. Each of us has a name given by a friend. Each of us has a name given at the sunrise. sound of
half of the program, I'm going to be talking a little bit about tarot, specifically about tarot casting. And when we hear about tarot reading, tarot casting, most people think about predicting the future, laying the tarot cards, tell them what is going to happen over the course of the day or the weekend or a month. And a lot of times people will take their concerns to a good reader and request a reading and expect the cards to tell them, you know, what's going to be going on in their life. There's another way, though, to approach tarot, and that is with the understanding that tarot is more than just a deck of cards. Tarot is actually a tool that we can use to contact the divine or spirit of wisdom or the world of spirit, however we understand that, and get answers to our questions. And also we can use the tarot deck to help us communicate with the world of spirit and to receive guidance from the world of spirit. And we can allow the tarot deck, the tarot cards, to be a tool which we can use to help us in our own spiritual growth, to facilitate spiritual guidance, and to just let us know, okay, what's going on in our life and why. And I had an experience the other day that was really kind of an earth-shaking experience for me. I lost my wallet. It's something, I'm 53 years old, and I have never lost my wallet before. It's something that I've always been careful about keeping it in my pocket. I take it out of my pocket to pay for something. I put it right back into my pocket. It's never been lost. The only time that I even came close to losing my wallet before was, you know, when just around the house, when I'd take it out of my pocket and put it in a desk drawer or put it on a tabletop somewhere absentmindedly. And just forget specifically the place where I put it. But even at that time, I knew that the wallet was in the house. So it wasn't really lost. It was just misplaced. But yesterday, my wife and I went flea marketing. We were going around kind of enjoying a nice Saturday afternoon and looking at various knickknacks in the various flea markets around town, seeing what things we might get for the temple and decor and whatnot. And we were talking with a lady that I've known for 20 years, and she owns a flea market uptown in Hermitage, Missouri, a nice, quiet little town, and a nice, quiet little flea market. And we did a bit of shopping, and we did a lot of talking, a lot of chit-chat about, you know, how things were and how she was doing, how we were doing, and just talking old times, basically. And towards the end, when we had made our purchases, my wife was paying for hers, and, you know, she needed a few ones. So I reached into my pocket and pulled out my wallet, still kind of chit-chatting with the flea market owner, and pulled out three ones, laid my wallet right down there on the counter, thinking to myself, you know, I'd better be careful because it's laying there on the counter. I'd better remember to pick it up and put it back in my wallet. I mean, put it back in my pocket. So anyway, I gave Heidi the money that she needed, and continued to talk with the flea market owner and chit-chat a little bit. And then we started packing our wares into a cardboard box that flea market owner had there, and wondering how we were going to pack everything, and grabbed it, put it in the car, and brought it on home. And I was blissfully unaware for about 2 hours that I had failed to put that wallet back in my pocket. I left it sitting right there in the flea market, right on the counter, wide open where anybody could see it, where anybody could grab it. And after about 2 hours, it took me 2 hours to discover that my wallet was missing. And when I discovered it was missing, immediately I remembered that little episode at the flea market where I'd laid it on the counter. And I knew precisely where it was, and I ran up to the flea market to hoping that it was open. Got up there, it was closed. And just came back home with a very, very uncertain feeling about everything, because before we went out shopping, I had pulled money out of the bank. I'm not going to say how much, but enough money to get us through the rest of this month. And I also had about 3 credit cards and my identification papers and, of course, everything else in the wallet. So potentially, I mean, if somebody had come in to the flea market behind us, found the wallet, picked it up, and put it in their pockets, you know, we could have lost quite a little bit. So what I did is I got on the internet, saw about canceling a couple of the credit cards, of course, and then I got with the tarot cards, and I just let Spirit know, Spirit of Wisdom. That's who I talk to when I deal with the tarot deck, Spirit of Wisdom, also known by me as the Holy Spirit. And I just laid it out. I asked the question, is my wallet in a safe place? And I did a 13-card, 3-pile yes-no spread. And the answer came back, no, a very definite no. My wallet was not in a safe place. And that got me concerned. So I rephrased the question again. And I said, Spirit of Wisdom, will I recover my wallet with all the contents intact? And I did. And the answer this time came back yes, and a most definite yes. And that was a reassurance that I needed at that time, because there was nothing I could do. I was pretty sure that my wallet was locked in that flea market. The flea market was closed. I did not know the home phone number of the lady. And even if I did, I would not have known her, because she lives in Bolivar, Missouri, which is about 30 miles away from where we live. And I wasn't about to ask her to drive 30 miles in just to unlock so I could grab my wallet. I knew I had to wait. I knew I had to wait until Sunday morning, until this morning. And I needed that reassurance from the world of spirit that although this seemed to me to be a potentially, financially disastrous oversight on my part, I needed the assurance that everything was going to work out okay. And throughout the course of 3 different tarot readings, focusing on 3 different questions, I gained that assurance that everything was, in fact, working out okay. And I went to bed that night, slept like a baby, got up early this morning, called the flea market owner about a half hour before she was scheduled to open, and she was there. She said she'd been there for about an hour. Told her what I had done, and she looked on the counter, and right there she saw my wallet exactly where I had left it, and she giggled and said, yeah, it's still here. And so I just went on up there, grabbed my wallet, inspected it, and sure enough, Everything was still there, the cash, the credit cards, everything. Nobody had touched it. And so the tarot readings that I'd done, they gave me the assurance that I needed. Now, what if, though, the tarot reading had given me an answer I didn't want to hear, or an answer I was not prepared to hear? That is where tarot casting comes in. And I see I've already gone over time, so I'm not going to get into tarot casting in this broadcast. I will resume this train of thought Wednesday. Wednesday at 7 o'clock, I will do a full hour episode speaking about tarot and tarot casting, and I'll pick up where I left off. But for now, I'd just like to thank everybody out there who has tuned in, and thank you for your patience as we went through our little three-month time of trial and tribulation in which I was knocked off the air for one reason or another. And I'd also like to say thank you to all of you who have donated financially to the needs of the temple, and just those of you that have given financially to help the Temple of the Infinite Universe Incorporated get off the ground and start to become a legitimate project, a legitimate temple, a legitimate place where we can do some pretty fantastic stuff. And if you'd like to learn more about Temple of the Infinite Universe Incorporated, feel free to visit our website, www.hermetictemple.com. And there you'll find information about what it is we are doing, what it is we are still in the process of building, how things are going, and if you want to make a donation, we have donate bars on various pages of that main website. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Be sure to catch us on Wednesday as we talk a little bit more about tarot and tarot casting and how we use the tarot in our prayer, meditation, and ritual. And I'm just going to close with a little music by Celtic Reggae Revolution, Gandhi's Triumph. And wishing you all, as we depart, a blessed evening.